Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was his grandmother actually pushed down the stairs by a ghost, or was it just her dementia?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is! And 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love to hear them. Of course, if you want access to the bonus episodes, all the extras, you can get that at ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or on the Apple Podcasts page we have there for you, that exclusive channel for you to binge away on there. All of it ad-free. Advanced episodes, the archive, it's there for you right this second. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode. What's going on with you, Carol?
Well, Tony, not too much. No. I'm excited because I get to see you this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we never get to see each other. We just talk to each other all the time.
People don't realize that. We do this and we're not in the same place by any means. But yeah, so we get to go. And visiting Wichita. I don't know the last time I was in Wichita, Kansas.
I think it's been like four years, five,
I'd say,
maybe?
At least, probably. Somewhere yeah. around there. I mean, I spent about 10 years there. But yeah, I don't get back over there very much. I'm kind of excited to see it all and yeah, see what's new in the land of Wichita.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be great. And Harper's going to go as well. The whole family's coming. Harper doesn't ever remember a lot of Wichita. And she left when we were, she was like 3 or 4, I think, when she moved.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, so, she was a little girl.
Yeah, there's a lot she doesn't really remember, which is kind of funny because I remember so much of her there. She doesn't remember a lot of her there, though. But it'll be fun.
What is adorable is that on some of the classic episodes that we post over the weekend, mm-hmm. Harper is on them.
Mm-hmm.
And how old was she? About 6 or 7, I think maybe 7.
When she started.
It is so adorable to listen to those.
Yeah, she started doing the show back then. Which is weird having her on a classic episode.
I know.
She got braces today.
She ain't going to feel good later. Oh, that's going to be sore.
I know.
But she got them today.
Yep. And they sent her home with potato soup.
And, well, better than like steak.
Yeah. Well, that was the other option. It was steak and Skittles. And Jolly Ranchers was the other option.
Here's a Tootsie Roll.
She chose soup, but actually it was kind of cool. They're like, okay, you're done. It's going to be kind of hard eating for a little bit. Your teeth are going to be sensitive. So we can either send you home with some mac and cheese or potato soup. So they're like, and I didn't know what to, like, potatoes, like, are they have like a crock pot of it back there? They're just like ladling it.
That's so interesting. I thought you were making that up.
No.
But they literally sent her home.
They literally sent her home with saltines and a bag of, like, you know, the instant potato soup that it's like a powder, you heat it up. It's a really good orthodontist place. So I've been really happy with them.
All the braces they put on in a morning.
Yep. They did them all this morning.
Wow.
So yeah, she was none too happy, but at the end, when you look at her, it's like, looks like you've always had braces. She just kind of has that look to her. Just like a little kid that you'd expect to have braces. she pulls it off well.
There's something so adorable about kids and braces. I know it's kind of a torture device, but it is kind of cute.
It is. She's had them for 2 years. She's not excited about it, but I'm sure she will adjust.
She'll get used to them.
It'll be interesting the first time she's on the air with you to hear if she sounds any, because she's trying to adjust to that too. Anyway, let's go to our first call, 855-853-4802. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
Hey guys, how you guys doing? I'm Cody and I'm Carroll Stream, Illinois. So I want to tell you guys a story about my grandma who passed away about a year ago, but this happened about 5 years ago, the story here. Anyways, so my grandma was always a very religious person. goes to church every Sunday, has angel statues all over the house, you know, a grandma to me always sounds like that. During the wintertime, my grandma was by her basement stairs or by the door, and the door was open, and I think she was just looking down there, and she ended up falling down all the way down the stairs. And keep in mind, there's no guardrail on the stairs, so, you know, she just fell all the way straight down, and thank God she didn't fall off to the side, because there's no, like I said, no protection over there. My grandpa's asleep at the time, and he heard a big thud, and he never wakes up, which is always crazy, but he actually woke up to a big thud. You can barely talk to him, and he never really hear you. Anyways, he goes near the stairs yelling, "Martha, Martha, where are you? Are you okay?" And she was all the way down the stairs, already somehow managed to pull a cigarette out of her pocket and a lighter, and just started puffing up a cigarette. She goes, "Yeah, I got pushed down the stairs." And he goes, "What? No one pushed you down the stairs. Are you crazy?" And he was walking down the stairs. And he's like, "Oh, I need to call 911. So she's freaking out, saying, "Someone pushed me down the stairs. You don't understand. Someone pushed me down the stairs." He ended up calling 911. And they got there, and she was telling them all about how she got pushed down the stairs. And of course, they questioned my grandpa, which they have to at that point when she's saying she got pushed. He was denying it. She has dementia, like I said. I don't know if I said that, but she has dementia. And so that's what he was playing it off like that. So, got to the hospital. We all end up showing up, me, my mom, my brother, my sister, and the rest of my family, like aunts, uncles, cousin, you know, slowly started to tremble. So we're waiting to figure out what the hell's going on. And so my uncle decided to take her phone and wanted to call her church to let them know, "Hey, Martha's not going to be there for the next couple of Sundays. Probably won't hear from her for a while. She fell on the stairs." And so he wanted to give them the spiel. And he was going through the contacts, and he saw there was a missed call in the call log. So he went to go check it, and it was actually her preacher at that church, the church leader. And there was a voicemail from him. So he decided to check it himself and started hearing some actual things that started to freak him out. And I looked at him like, "Yo, what are you doing?" As a 10-year-old, I was still confused. And he goes, "Oh, guys, shut up." I looked at the whole room. And he played the voicemail out loud. And the preacher was saying something about, "Martha, Martha, this is a warning. There's a demonic presence coming to your home. I'm worried. I would like to come over and do a blessing. Please call me back. This is a very dangerous spirit." And that was just a couple days earlier. And my grandma never checked her phone anyways, so kind of doesn't surprise me that she never got that message. And my grandpa, when he heard that, he freaked out, was saying, "Guys, like, she was telling me that someone pushed her down the stairs." And he started to, you know, like, "This is crazy. This is nonsense. No." And he started being in denial. We were kind of all shocked. As being a 10-year-old, I'm very confused. But we didn't want to tell my grandma about it, because then she'd start telling all the nurses, "Yeah, I got pushed down the stairs by a ghost. Can you believe it?" We didn't want her to think, she was already kind of crazy, but we didn't want them to think she was actually insane. So we never really know. Like, I mean, she would always fall, but I mean, what's the coincidence that she said she got pushed and her preacher told her, "Hey, you got to be careful, some demons come to your house," you know what I mean? And it wasn't just like a random scam call, this was actually from his number. So that is really weird to me. But a little quick thing about her. So she said she'd always be able to talk to ghosts, and my dad passed away when I was 10, so back in 2012. And she would always say she talk to him and let him know that I'm okay, and he would tell me that he loves me and stuff. So I, you know, now kind of looking back at it, maybe, like, because after, like, you know, knowing about this story, like, growing up later in life, being like, "Huh, well, maybe she actually did talk to him, you know." They were really close, but this was my grandma on my mom's side, not my dad's side. But they would always come over for Christmas Eve, and I'd always wake up at 10 o'clock at night to go get water. And I was like 13 years old at the time, and I always hear her just talking by the sink to herself. I always, like, "Wow, she's crazy." and slowly tiptoeing out of the room so she didn't see me. But yeah, that's my story. My grandma, like I said, passed away this past year. So, you know, wanting to really be able to talk to her about this, I mean, like, hey, you know, did you actually, you know, talk to my dad? Or was she kind of just like, you know, yeah, you know, your dad loves you, makes you feel better. But yeah, that's really my story. And I'd like to say thank you guys for listening to it. Hopefully you guys can maybe clear up a little bit. Maybe did she get pushed? I mean, I know it's kind of hard to know, even from the aspect. If it's hard to know from my shoes, I can only imagine trying to figure out the story from your shoes. So thank you guys once again. I really appreciate it. But you guys, stay safe.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. We do greatly appreciate it. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, I think it's interesting when people have dementia or even mental health issues. If there really was a paranormal experience, who would ever believe them?
Yeah.
Because you would just say, oh, it's the dementia talking, because certainly a ghost didn't push her down the stairs. But then what's the weird voicemail from the pastor?
Yeah.
Saying there's this entity or something in her house. Like, that's really strange. So it makes you think she really did get pushed down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a really weird story, because as he's telling at the beginning of the story, I'm like, well, you know, she has dementia. You'll never know. Never, ever, ever know. But then when you get that random phone call, it kind of does make you question it. Sort of confirmation that grandma really did get pushed.
No, I hear you. That's the case. I think anytime you have dementia in a story and it's a ghost story, you really kind of have to take it with a grain of salt, because that can do so many things to people. Right. And can very much, they're living in their own world 100% of the time. So, and maybe not 100%, but a good chunk of it. They come and they go, and what's happening to them is just as real to them as it would be to you or me, but it's not real. So it's one of those things you really gotta, kind of take, like I said, with a grain of salt. I had a grandmother who, before she went into an assisted living facility, thought that my grandfather had broken into the house and was trying to hurt her. My grandpa, who I grew up with, who's truly a step-grandpa, but was always my grandpa, not that person at all. Previous relationship in her life, my biological grandfather would have been the type of person to do that sort of thing. But she was going through dementia, and in her mind, she was back 40 years earlier.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was the most kind, caring, gentle, patient person for her, which she really needed at that time. Thank God he was there for her. But that's how it you know. You're going to go with, oh, this is reality. She says it's happening. It's not. There's so much that's not. She was trying to escape through the bathroom window at one point. That's not a window you can really go through. You can't. It's a small window. So it's scary. It's sad. But yeah, when it comes to that, it's hard to know. In her mind, I believe she thought she was pushed. Was it truly anything other than that? I don't know. Don't know the answer.
No, I don't know. The weird thing with the pastor being like, there's some, you know, scary spirit in your house. I think that's really strange too. How did he know that? Like, where did that come from?
Yep.
And did you follow up with a conversation with him?
Yeah.
Why did you make that call? That's very strange.
I know. Well, thank you for sharing that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. We'd love to hear your real ghost story. And if you want access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, you can get it all on the website, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.